When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from How to Stay Well by Christian D. Larson, published in 1912. Health is harmony. Disease is discord. The more perfect the harmony in the human body, the better the health. And happiness invariably produces harmony. When the forces and elements of mind and body work together in harmony, healthy conditions are naturally produced. There can be no discord when harmony is full and complete. There can be no darkness when the light is sufficiently strong. The happier you are, the less energy you waste, because added happiness means added harmony, and the body wastes no energy while it continues in perfect harmony. The less energy you waste, the more vitality you will possess, and the greater your supply of vital energy, the less liable you are to sickness. Nourish your mind with happiness as you nourish your body with food, and the ills of mind will never gain a foothold in your life, even for a moment. You will be mentally vigorous and strong every day, even if you should live as long upon earth as those worthy examples of ancient days. The forces of growth, recuperation and reconstruction are all given a healthy stimulus by happiness. No matter how tired out your body may be, it will recuperate in a very short time if you are thoroughly happy. However, this the average person fails to do. When they feel tired, they permit themselves also to feel downcast, weary, and depressed. And therefore, instead of helping nature to restore normal conditions, they place every possible obstacle in her way. When the body is tired from physical burdens, they give it a mental burden instead, and are blind enough to think that they are giving their body a rest. Mental burdens exhaust more vital energy than the hardest kind of physical work. And mental burdens are always useless, but they can be removed completely by the power of happiness. Keep in mind that there is happiness that is genuine, and happiness that is counterfeit. The former produces harmony, health, and virility. The latter produces weakness, depression, and hysterics. When you are bubbling over with joy and feel like shouting, you are not happy. You are mentally intoxicated. And intoxication, whatever its nature, is an enemy to health. True happiness is calm, deeply felt, composed, and contented. This doesn't mean that true happiness is merely intellectual or lacking in feeling. It isn't necessary for the mind to run riot in order that it may feel deeply or express the full warmth of tenderness and emotion. Those emotions that are deeply felt and calmly serene are always the most tender. They are what may be termed the full emotions, because they express all that is tender in the body, mind, and soul. They therefore give the highest and most satisfying form of joy. True happiness enjoys all things deeply, but serenely, and you can always know when you have had such happiness, because it makes your countenance radiant with a restful beauty. To gain real happiness, the first essential is to train yourself to think constantly of the great value of such happiness, especially with regard to its health-producing power. Such thinking will tend to produce a subconscious desire for happiness, and what the subconscious begins to desire, it also begins to create. Train yourself to think of happiness as a mental necessity, just as food is a physical necessity, and you will gradually train every element and force in your body to work for the creation of happiness. By creating within yourself a constant demand for happiness, you will inspire the elements of your own nature to produce the desired supply, and before long the happiness you desire will become a permanent part of your life. Every moment of joy that comes to you should be entered into with a deep, contented calmness. Do not permit your happy moments to bubble over on the surface, and do not permit yourself to be wrought up when occasions for great joy come into your life. Make it a point to turn your attention to the richer depths of every joy that you feel, and your enjoyment of all things will not only multiply many times, but the effect of your joy will be beneficial both to mind and body. Gradually, your happiness will give you that calmly sweet contentment that makes the whole universe look good. And so long as you dwell in the mansions of that form of contentment, sickness can never enter your door. Learn to look upon life as a privilege instead of a hardship. View all things, not from the valley of discontent and limitation, but from the mountain top of all that is rich and great and marvelous in the sublimated nature of woman and man. Learn to think that everything must come out better and better if you only do your best. Then proceed to do your best. Have no fear of results so long as you do your best, and believe firmly that whatever comes to those who always do their best must of necessity be good. If it does not appear to be good, it is only temporarily disguised, and will soon reveal itself to be the greatest blessing that could have been desired. No person can be unhappy who lives in this thought, and the one who lives constantly in this thought will not only become happier and thus healthier, but they will also discover that things always turn out better and better when we do our best. Do not think that it is necessary to carry a heavy weight of responsibility. The universe is held in position by the law of gravitation. Do not wear yourself out trying to hold it up. Do not think that the human race will be saved through your anxiety. And do not think that your own welfare or success in life will depend upon how much you worry. Do your best and leave results to the laws of life. Do not worry for a minute, and do not be anxious about anything. Do your best in the present, and everything will be better for you in the future, for it is the truth. Then train yourself to deeply realize that it is the truth, and you will always be happy. Do your part in the world as well as you possibly can, and let nature carry the responsibility. She is not only able, but most willing. In fact, that is what she is here for. You are not required to carry anything on your mind, and you are not called upon to be anxious about results in a single field of action, anywhere in the universe. You are just called upon to do your best now. But to do your best, you must be happy. And it is easy to be happy when you know that everything will be better so long as you do your best. Make it a point to be happy just as you make it a point to be clean, to be presentable, to be properly dressed, to work well, to be efficient, to be worthwhile, to be true to all that is in you. In brief, make the attainment of continuous happiness and greater happiness a permanent part of your strongest ambition. You will soon find results, while your happy moments will become so numerous as to almost become one continuous moment, and the richness of your joy will increase daily. Avoid all unhealthy mental states, such as fear, anger, worry, depression, disappointment, discouragement, gloom, sulkiness, moroseness, pessimism, sadness, harshness, resentment, remorse, anxiety, and states of a similar nature. Find fault with no one, condemn no one, antagonize no one, but first, refuse to be anxious. Anxiety saps more life and energy in a day than work does in a week. We all know this already. Anxiety cannot possibly be of any use at any time, so we are not justified in being anxious for a single moment. To remove anxiety, we must view life not in the old way, but in a new way. That is, we must learn to know that all things contain possibilities for greater and better things, and that we have the power to bring out those greater possibilities at any time and under any circumstance. When we begin to preach and practice the gospel of strength instead of the gospel of weakness, we shall not be anxious anymore. To be happy constantly in a deep, calmly contented manner is to steadily increase the power of harmony in your body and mind. And the more harmony there is in your body and mind, the more energy, the more vitality, and the more healthy conditions there will be in your bodily system. If you wish to achieve this healthy goal more quickly, you can do so through a very simple exercise. Whenever you feel deep, calm contentment, turn your attention upon those organs or parts in your body that require better health. Try to impress upon those organs the same deep, serene happiness that you feel, and you thus will produce in those organs a greater degree of harmony. Repeat the exercise as frequently as you can. Try to feel happy in that organ that needs health and strength. Where you feel real happiness, you produce harmony. And when you give nature perfect harmony, she can work toward restoring perfect health, no matter what the ailment may be. A little practice will convince you that the healing power of happiness is very great indeed, and it becomes doubly so when combined with temperance. We should therefore write this rule of life like this: be temperate in all things, be happy at all times.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.